This Better Be Good, Numbers 32, 1 through 15. This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse. Now the children of Reuben and the children of Gad had a very great multitude of livestock. When they saw the land of Jazer and the land of Gilead, that, behold, the place was a place for livestock. The children of Gad and the children of Reuben came and spoke to Moses and to Eleazar the priest and to the princes of the congregation, saying, Atroth, Dibon, Jazer, Nimrah, Heshbon, Elilah, Sebum, Nebo, and Beon, the land which Yahweh struck before the congregation of Israel, is a land for livestock, and your servants have livestock, they said. If we have found favor in your sight, let this land be given to your servants for a possession. Don't bring us over the Jordan. Moses said to the children of Gad and to the children of Reuben, Shall your brothers go to war and you shall sit here? Why do you discourage the heart of the children of Israel from going over into the land which Yahweh has given them? Your fathers did so when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. For when they went up to the valley of Eshcol and saw the land, they discouraged the heart of the children of Israel that they should not go into the land which Yahweh had given them. Yahweh's anger burned in that day, and he swore, saying, Surely none of the men who came up out of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me, except Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua the son of Nun, because they have followed Yahweh completely. Yahweh's anger burned against Israel, and he made them wander back and forth in the wilderness 40 years until all the generation who had done evil in Yahweh's sight was consumed. Behold, you have risen up in your father's place, an increase of sinful men to increase the fierce anger of Yahweh toward Israel. For if you turn away from after him, he will yet again leave them in the wilderness, and you will destroy all these people. Moses was not about to watch another generation get destroyed in the desert. When he heard that the tribes of Reuben and Gad wanted to inherit land east of the Jordan, he assumed the worst. Moses' concerns were good ones. The land that they wanted really is good for cattle even to this very day. It is obvious why they would want the land. It is also obvious that Satan often uses opportunities like this one to ruin our lives. I find that often the way of God looks more like a desert before we start. We have to go in faith, and then we will learn all of the good things that God has in store for us. Moses was not ever going into the land because God had punished him for his disobedience. Moses had learned his lesson, and he wasn't about to let anyone else disobey and ruin the chances for Israel. Moses wisely reminds them of what happened to their parents and makes it clear that the same would happen again if they failed to obey God. It is possible that Moses overreacted a bit, but it is understandable. This was a very serious issue that could ruin everything. It isn't good for a person to accuse someone of being the increase of sinful men to increase the fierce anger of Yahweh, though. Perhaps this served as a test of Reuben and Gad in order to prove that they were not going against God. As we read next, it ended up working out for everyone.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.